We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Yud Aleph. Today is Chof Vov Cheshvan, Tov Shin Samach Aleph, the 25th of November. Should be zeichet to be able to give thanks to Hashem for all the good things He does for us. Rav Nosson Zal says, Aval afal pi shekedusha Shabbos kviya v'kayma me'ashem yisporach bi'atzmo. Despite the fact that we explained earlier that the holiness of Shabbos is something that's not dependent on Klal Yisrael declaring it Shabbos like the other holidays are, but rather that it's something permanently fixed and it comes from Hashem Himself, v'ein shum pegam noigea l'shom. And no pigam that Klal Yisrael does, no mistake that we make, no avera that we do, is able to detract in any way from the holiness of Shabbos. Afal pikein tzrichin Yisrael lekabelas haShabbos ulashomri. Despite that, the Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, does depend on Klal Yisrael in terms of Klal Yisrael, a Jew accepting Shabbos and keeping Shabbos. As the Pasuk says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, that the Jews will keep Shabbos. Ki ein kedusha Shabbos nimsheches b'zeh ha'olam kim al yedei Yisrael, because the holiness of Shabbos only is broadcasted into this world via the Jewish people. K'moy shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'loi, as we say in Shachris on Shabbos, V'loi nesatoy Hashem alekeinu l'goyei ho'arotzois. Hashem did not give over the holiness of Shabbos to the other nations. V'zeh shomer hazal, and this is why the Gemara tells us, she'omer Shabbos l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shabbos said to Hashem, l'kol nosato ben zug, everybody else has a mate, has a partner. I'm the odd man out. The seventh day is the odd man out. V'heshiv lo, and Hashem responded, Knesses Yisrael hu ben zug shaloch, that Bnei Yisrael, they will be your mate. V'alkein b'kol echot n'Yisrael tolui kiddusha Shabbos, and it's for this reason that the holiness of Shabbos is dependent on each and every individual Jew. V'alkein pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos, and it's for this reason that the halacha says that when keeping Shabbos conflicts with keeping a Jew alive, the keeping a Jew alive takes preference. Ki mutav sheichal Shabbos echot v'yichalu Shabbos es harbe kanal. Because the Gemara says we'd rather have one Shabbos disgraced than many Shabbosim. If this Jew dies on us, then there will be many Shabbosim that he will miss out on keeping. And again, we see that the attitude is that the fact that a Jew will miss out on keeping it will be detracting from Shabbos itself. Kikishnestalik nefesh mi Yisrael, because when a Jewish soul passes away, nechshav lechilul Shabbos, that itself, on a spiritual level, constitutes a desecration of Shabbos. Bechinas cholol, we know that a dead person, a dead body, is called a chalal, and which is the concept of chilul bechinas misa, the histalkus hakedusha, referring to a death and a removal or elimination of holiness, an absence of holiness. Kemo shomra zal, as the Gemara says, umuva bedvorav zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 277 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ukishemeis venestalik echod mi Yisrael, and when an individual Jew, chas v'shalom, passes away, shehu miklal knesses Yisrael, who is a member of the Jewish people, shehem haben zug shel Shabbos, whom Hashem refers to as the partner of Shabbos, nechshav bechinas chilul Shabbos, bechinas histalkus. That itself, the Jew dying, is itself a chilul Shabbos. This concept of a histalkus, where a holiness is being chas v'shalom eliminated. V'alkein pikuach nefesh mi'Yisrael doicha Shabbos, and it's for this reason that the Torah tells us that saving a Jewish life takes preference over Shabbos. ki mutuf shechalal Shabbos achas mi shechalalu Shabbos es harbe v'kanal. Because we'd rather have one Shabbos desecrated than many Shabbosos. If a Jew will be absent from the world, then Shabbos itself will be lacking in some of its holiness. Because as we said before, Shabbos was given for the Jews. So if there's a difference between 99 Jews being present and 100 Jews being present. V'hoikar machma shekol nefesh miYisrael yesh lo ya'ah. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a point. V'hoikar, the main thing here is that machma shekol nefesh miYisrael yesh lo ya'achizo b'nefesh hatzadik shehu ikar haben zug shel Shabbos shehu b'chinas mila shmira sabris. Based on what we learned earlier, that the Zohar HaKadosh puts together Mila and Shabbos, and says that those are the two witnesses that testify to the holiness of Klal Yisrael. And when we talk about Mila, Bris Mila, Bris Mila is synonymous with a Tzaddik, because Bris Mila is the concept of Yisoid, which is Tzaddik. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that the main kesher that Klal Yisrael has to Shabbos is based on their kesher to the nefesh of the tzaddik, who is the main mate of Shabbos. Bechinas tzaddik v'Shabbos, shehem train sa'adin sheisharu Yisrael b'kedushosam. As we mentioned earlier, that the two guarantees that Klal Yisrael remain attached to holiness are the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Mila, which is synonymous with the tzaddik. So it's the tzaddik and Shabbos that are the guarantee of Klal Yisrael's kesher to Hashem. V'al kein, and it's for this reason that the Gemara tells us, mi shehu apikoris, that a person who is an apikoris, and this word apikoris, the Gemara in the last parak of Sanhedrin has a major discussion as to what's the correct definition of apikoris. And the Gemara suggests all kinds of possibilities. The maskona of the Gemara there is, the final word is, that an apikoros is hapoirek oil, a person who removes from himself the entire yoke of mitzvahs, umevazes hatzadikim, and a person who refuses to accept tzadikim, who refuses to have faith and a kesher with the Jewish leaders. Ukamay shomer azal, as the Gemara says, that such a person who is an apikoris, the law is that we're allowed to take steps to put him to death. Moiriden, we're allowed to throw him into a ditch if we have the opportunity. Veloy malin, and if he falls into a ditch by himself, there's no mitzvah to get him out. So such a person, bevadai ein pikuach nafshoy doiche Shabbos. If there's a question of pikuach nefesh related to such an apikoris, it is not doiche Shabbos. Ki haloi adaraba, just the opposite. The Gemara says mitzvah lohiridoi, that it's a mitzvah to try to put an end to such a person, chas v'shalom. Not to put a bullet in him, but lohiridoi, to see if a person can do something that causes such a person to have a mapola. It's a mitzvah too. Whereas a person who does not reject Yiddishkeit completely, who doesn't reject mitzvahs and Torah, umamen b'tzadikim, and does believe in tzadikim, she'af al pi she'edeh b'nafshei chesronoisov, u'pshov, u'pegomov u'atzumim, where despite the fact that this person realizes all of his shortcomings and all the sins he's committed, the tremendous sins that he's committed, the person still believes in the holiness of the Jewish people and in the holiness of tzaddikim, who are the essence of Klal Yisrael. And the person still is willing to keep Shabbos. That person is still part of Klal Yisrael, who are the mate of Shabbos, shekol hamshochas kedusha Shabbos b'zeh ho'olam hu al yodam, meaning he's a part of Klal Yisrael who are the ones who bring Shabbos into the world. The holiness of Shabbos in the world is is dependent in a certain way on Klal Yisrael. Al kein bevadai pikuach nafshei deche Shabbos. And for this reason, such a person's pikuach nafesh is deche Shabbos. Now a note, while we're on this topic of apikleris, you know, and these types of Jews, that nowadays the vast majority of poskim, of rabbis, are of the opinion that even the chilonim, even the least religious people, and even in many cases Jews that are anti-religious, are referred to as tinoik shenishba, meaning that it's not that they know Torah, they know Yiddishkeit, and they've chosen to reject it. The vast majority of them never had the opportunity to get a Jewish education, a religious education, and therefore their rejection of it doesn't constitute apikleris, but rather it's more so in the category of tinoi chenishba. Paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vize toshev enoish adako, Vatoimer Shuvu Bnei Yodom. Rav Nosson Zal now quotes the pasuk in Tehillim in chapter 90, Tefillah LeMoshe, and he's going to explain this pasuk related to our discussion. Toshev Enoish Adako Ad Dirducho Shel Nefesh. The Meforshim say that this word Dako means Dirducho Shel Nefesh. When a person is at his lowest, when the person, a Jew's soul is at its lowest state, even then, they can do tshuva. Hainu kanal, this is tied into what we said earlier. Shafilu im ofar olof mashofar, even if a Jew has been through what they've been through, ad dichducho shel nefesh, to the point where their soul has reached rock bottom. Afal pikeina to poishet yad tomed lo shiva b'tshuva. Hashem still always extends his hand out to draw the person back, to get the person to return. Shezehu b'chinas kiddusha Shabbos. This is the concept of Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas tshuva, which we learned earlier, is the side of tshuva. Shekod moloilam, which preceded the creation of the world. Tshuva preceded the creation. Shaidei b'chinas ois yesh tikva loilam. And because Hashem prepared in advance this concept of tshuva, there's always hope for everybody. Ach afal pikein, however, despite the fact that Hashem created Shabbos, Vatoimer Shuvu Bnei Yodom. Hainu, Sha'atol Pisha Kiddusha Zois Kviya V'Kaima Lo'ilam Kanal, even though the Kiddusha of Shabbos is permanent and it's fixed in place, every seventh day, no matter when Rosh Chodesh is, no matter what the rabbis say, in a sense, Shabbos is always there. Despite that, it's impossible for Hashem to do tshuva on behalf of Klal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem can't do everything by himself. Because the Jews must themselves be awakened, and return to Hashem. This is the concept whereby it's not enough that Hashem presented Shabbos to the world. The Jews must keep the Shabbos in order for its effectiveness to really take place. This goes back to the famous debate between Hashem and the Jewish people, which is mentioned in the Gemara. She Yisrael Oimrim, Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva. Hashem, please return us to you. As we put the onus on Hashem, we're saying, Hashem, you bring us close. V'Hashem Yisborach Oimrim, and Hashem responds, Shuvu Eilai V'Yoshuvu Aleichem. You return to me, you make the first move, and then I'll return to you. Afal pi shehakol mimenu yisvor kanal, meaning that even though everything really comes from Hashem, shezeo b'chinas kedusha Shabbos kanal, as we said, the holiness of Shabbos is something that's established by Hashem, not by any Jewish bezdin or anything like that. Ki afal pi kein tzrichin eze sarusa delasato. Still, It requires a Nesarusa de Lesato. It still requires some action on our part. V'alkein ikra tikva al yidei tzadik emes. And therefore the main hope of Klal Yisrael is the tzadik emes, she'oise tshuva al tshuva tomid, who is always in the process of doing tshuva al tshuva, shehu moidia lanu kol zeh, he's the one who teaches Klal Yisrael this message, u'machnes b'libeinu l'sor lo shuvei lo yisvor tomid, and he's the one who inspires us and encourages us to return to Hashem all the time. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosuv b'haftoiras Shabbos Shuva, shehu Shuva Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a little bit of the Haftorah, of the famous Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Where in that Haftorah, in one of the Psukim, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Ani kivaroish ra'anon mimeni periecho nimtza. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm the Pirush Rashi Shem. Take a look in Rashi over there in the Navi, in Hosea chapter 14. Shepirushoi, Rashi explains, Shehashem Yisborach muchan tomid lehitev liYisrael. That Hashem is... Sorry, that slippery finger again. Hashem says that I am always ready and available to help Klal Yisrael. I'll read for a moment from the wording of Rashi over there. It's in Pasuk Tes of paragraph Yudalit. Rashi says, on Ani Kivarosh Ranon, Hashem says, Ani lo nichsaf lihiyos oiches yodei bi. I yearn desperately to Klal Yisrael for them to hold on to me, kivaroish ra'anon, like a tree, like a moist tree, hanichsaf la'oretz, which grabs, which hugs the ground, she'odom oicheiz ba'anofov, and also which a person holds on to its branches. Kloimar, Rashi redefines this and says, Eheye motzui loy, I will always be available to Klal Yisrael. And the next Rashi says, on the words, Mimeni periecho nimtza, that your fruit come from me, V'halo anihu shekol tevoscha meiti bo. Hashem says, I'm the one whereby any goodness that comes to you is coming from me. So Hashem is sounding this message that Hashem is always available. He always wants to be mated with Klal Yisrael. Hainu kanal. This is like what we said earlier. Bechinas toshe venoy shadako. Shashem izbora b'yatzmoy oisek lohoshiva koel b'tshuvo afilu adirducha shal nefesh v'kanal. Hashem is always involved and trying to help each and every single Jew do tshuva, even a Jew whose soul has fallen to the lowest places. Ach afal pikein, tzorech kol echod horoitze, lochoy sal nafshoy, lehishtadel, lasoik, lekabel, toivose v'chazdei. Each and every single Jew has to make a move also. A Jew has to have rachmonis on himself and to try to do what he can to receive Hashem's goodness and kindness, lo shuvei lo v'yizborach b'chol eis b'chol mash yuchal, and to do tshuva at all times, to whatever degree the person can. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'toymer shuvu b'nei adam. Hashem says, return to me, man. Shehu, which means, she'af al pi shashem yizborach b'yatzmoy kaviyachon mei shivenoy shadir tuchel shel nefesh, even though Hashem himself brings a person close to him, even a person who's in the lowest place, afal pikein huomer, despite that, Hashem states, shuvu bnei odom, shebehechrich sheho odom yoshuv elov, that some of the onus is on the person. The person must have some initiative to return to Hashem. Kitzrichin eze isarusa de lesato kanal, because there must be some doing on the part of the person down below here on earth. V'alkein siyem miyad, and this is why right after that pasuk that we quoted earlier, Ani Kivaroi Shranon Mimeni Perich Animtza, the following pasuk in Hosea, which is the final pasuk of that paragraph, concludes, Mi Chacham V'Yovein Eile, Novoin V'Yedoyen, who is a smart person who understands this and who's intelligent and will inform them, V'Yedoyen, and will inform, Ki Yishorim Darche Hashem, that the Derech of Hashem is a smooth one and a proper one, V'Tzadikim Yelchubam U'Poishim Yikoshlubam, and those who are righteous will go in the path of Hashem, and those who are the opposite will stumble. Excuse me for a minute. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining now this final pasuk in the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah, in that paragraph in Hosea. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein siyei miyad, mi chocham v'yovein eile, novoin v'yedoim, ki yishorim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, apoishim yikoshlubam. Ki darkei Hashem, shein b'chinas darkei atshuva, shekodmo loilam, shebishvil zeh nivro hakoil, ki loy nivro ilam kiyim b'shvil ha-toyra v'yisroel, shish mi-yisroel as-toyra. Rav Nosson Zal says, the path of Hashem, which is the path of tshuva, which preceded the world, and for which the world was created, because the world was created only for the Torah and Klal Yisrael, said the Jews should keep the Torah, Shishmi Yisrael is a Torah. Aval hu yoda yitzreinu, however Hashem knows our Yetzahara, and He knows, Sheziren inun sheyamdu b'nisoyen v'tziruv shazeh olam, that there are very, very few Jews who are going to get 100 on the test, you know, who are not going to fail in any way along the way in terms of doing averos. Alkein hikdimus ha-tshuva lo'ilam. And it's for this reason that Hashem prepared tshuva in advance, before He created the world. Shehu b'chinas kedusha Shabbos. And tshuva is represented by the holiness of Shabbos, shemoydi alanu ha-tzadik, which is something that the tzadik is the one who informed Klal Yisrael about. Bechinas Moshe, Moshiach, Sheshmoi Gamkein Kodam Loilam. The Tzaddik, who is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is referred to as Moshiach, whose name also preceded the world, as the Gemara says, that the name of Moshiach preceded the creation of the world also. Asher b'shvil zeh lo yishoma l'kitrug hamalochim shomru mo'en o'ish kisis karenu, ki osed l'mechte kamal harzokmach. And it's for this reason that Hashem rejected the argument of the angels when they tried to tell Hashem not to create man. Why? Because man is going to sin and man is going to anger you. Ki Omar Hashem Yisborach, Hashem's response to them was, V'chi l'chinom nikreisi rachum v'chanun? What do you mean? You think I've been given the title, the endearments, rachum and chanun, for nothing? Rachum, when am I going to have an opportunity to show Rachmanus? Only if a person commits sins or does terrible things, and that's when I have to show this kindness, an act of kindness in forgiving and in bringing the person back. Hainu kikvar higdamti tshuva sheborosi, meaning Hashem was responding to the Malachim that I've already prepared tshuva in advance, bechinas Shabbos, which is represented by Shabbos. V'yodei ani sheyiyu tzadikim ko'ele sheyedu lohidia goydel ribui rachmanusi ad en keitz. And I know that there are going to be tzadikim who are going to be qualified and capable of informing Klal Yisrael of my infinite kindness. Sheze b'chinas leich vohidiyam kanal. And this is what we learned earlier, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go inform the Jews about Shabbos. Sheyodim es haShabbos shemisham kol darkei tshuva, that Moshe Rabbeinu should teach Bnei Yisrael about Shabbos, which is the source of tshuva. Nimtzo shekol darkei Hashem shemane goy lomo yehim b'chinas darkei tshuva shebishul zeh nivra koel kanal. So therefore, when we speak about the darkei Hashem, how Hashem runs the world, the fact that He decided to go ahead with the creation of man, and how He deals with man, is all tied into the Darkei Tshuva. V'zeh ki yishorim Darkei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchubam u'poishim yikoshlubam. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, the Darkei Hashem, the paths of Hashem, are righteous. That's referring to the Darkei Atshuva. Ki Darkei Hashem Shem Darkei Atshuva Heim Bechinas Im Esak Shomayim Shomato Vatzia Shalineko Kanal. Because Rabbi Nizal explains in Likut Imran that the path of tshuva is a two-way street. In Esak Shemayim Shamato, that on one hand, the Jew has to know, no matter how high he goes, to always realize that there's still further to go, and that Hashem is still way, way above him, and he still has what to do, and also no matter how low the person falls, to realize that Hashem is also close to him over there. Shehu lehischazek b'chol eis, b'choyach hatzadik, b'china Shabbos kanal. The message of the Darkei Teshuva is for a Jew at all times to be able to give himself the encouragement that he needs to come close to Hashem through the tzadik. V'alkein hanechlolem b'hatzadik, shekulam nikroim tzadikim al shmoi, heim hoilchim im Darkei Hashem im shnei adrochim kanal. And it's for this reason that those people who are zechet to be plugged into the tzaddik, who are referred to as tzaddikim based on that, again, because they're plugged into they're part of tzaddik. Heim hoilchem im darchei Hashem. They're the ones who follow the darchei Hashem, plural. Darchei is plural. Im shnei hadrochem. The two, they know how to travel, how to move forward, and how to move in reverse. Because whether they're advancing or whether they're regressing, chas v'shalom, they're always, no matter what kind of yirida they're going through, they're always attached to the derech Hashem. Ki yoidim al yidei atzadik sheyesh b'chinas kedusha Shabbos shaydeze in shum yish boilam klal v'tomid yecholim leilach b'drocha v'yisporo. Because the tzadik has taught them that there's no such thing as giving up, that there's a Shabbos through which a Jew always has the ability to plug into Hashem. Avol poishim ha-poishim ba-tzadikim, whereas the Pasuk says, u-poishim y-koshlubam, poishim means those people who sin intentionally, those people who sin against the tzadikim, u-misrachak mehem, and they distance themselves from tzadikim, nechshlubam, they stumble in these Darkei Hashem. Ki einon yoidim shum bekiyas b'halochos hanal. Because they do not have this knowledge of knowing how to move forward properly and how to move backwards. Machmas sherechoyk me'atzadikim, because they're far from tzadikim. Ki tzrichim lahamshich me'atzadik chochma v'hizboinenus godol ad sheyizke lekabel bekiyas hanal lishor alamdoi tomid kol yimei chayov v'lo yaniach lahapeles atzmoi loilam. Because Rav Nosson Zal says a Jew has to draw tremendous seichel and understanding from the tzaddik to be capable of standing up to all the tests in life, no matter what happens to the person, that he shouldn't fall, chas v'shalom. This takes tremendous seichel, which the tzaddikim have, and if a person needs it, he has to come on to the tzaddikim for this. And this is bebechinas, as the pasuk says over there at the end of Hosea, mi chocham v'yovein eila, who is intelligent and can understand this, novoin v'yedoin, one who has deep understanding, and he will inform them. Ki af, now look at this, these last few lines are extremely important. Ki afal pi sheho ikar hu tmimus upshitus gomor kemavur etzlenu harbe, because even though the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is for a Jew to keep it simple, to be simple in serving Hashem with a simplicity, kemavur etzlenu harbe, as is discussed in our Sforim a lot, afal pi kein ze hatmimus hu amiti yefsher lekabel. The only way that a Jew could learn the true simplicity with which a Jew is supposed to serve Hashem is by knocking on the door. In other words, Rav Nosson uses the expression knocking on the door of the tzaddik, of the Beis Medrash of the tzaddik, constantly spending a lot of time and effort to come close to the tzaddik, who is this Chacham V'Navon Gadol, who has a tremendous understanding of Hashem, of the Torah, of Yiddishkeit, of people, and he's the one who can teach the person how to get through what they have to get through in life, and the true tmimus and pshitas. The question was to clarify this last line. The answer is there are people who come close to tzaddikim, and including Breslov, and they hear about pshitas and tmimus, and they say, wow, this is great. I don't have to learn. This is an exemption from learning, an exemption from thinking deeply. And it's a mistake, Rav Nosson Zal says here, because even knowing how to be simple properly, that takes a serious understanding. To understand what the definition of tmimus is in each situation. Tmimus doesn't mean putting on blinders and walking into walls and knocking people down in the process, chas v'shalom, you know, etc., etc. Tmimus itself is a limud. Tmimus and pshitas is something which a person needs to learn from someone who has learned a tremendous quantity of Torah, of all levels of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, and Yiddishkeit, and it's that person is qualified to give over to his students what's considered acting with Tmimus and Pshitas. And I've seen many examples of this in the past, in my years in Breslov, the 25 or more years, of people who thought they understood. They made their own definitions of tmimus and pshitas, and they fell into deep ditches, and they thought, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, I did exactly what I'm supposed to. And they didn't realize that it's not so simple, meaning that in order for a person to be qualified to judge properly as to what's considered tmimus and pshitas, that person has to spend hundreds and thousands of hours learning the svarim of the tzaddik, and being Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, so that he gets a real clear view and understanding of what the proper definition of serving Hashem B'tmimus is. Because don't forget, there's the Yetzirah. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the first chapter on the Likutei Moran that the Yetzirah is Nislabesh B'mitzvos. That the Yetzirah, when a Jew makes a decision to want to become religious, or to want to become more religious, the Yetzirah doesn't say, great, wonderful, I'm with you, buddy. And the Yetzirah doesn't say, no, come to this store and buy pork, you know, and break shabbat. The Yetzirah works with chachma, with sechel, with trickery. And such a person, very often, you want mitzvahs? Fine, one second, let me go to my svarim shafa. The Yetzirah goes to his svarim shafa, and he pulls out his manual of mitzvahs, the Yetzirah's guide to mitzvahs. And he'll give the person all kinds of mitzvahs, you know, and which will lead the person into a deep ditch. So Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing that in order for a Jew to know, to understand the procedure of tshuva and the procedure of coming close to Hashem and to understand the kiddush of Shabbos, it's dependent on Moshe. It's dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Vaidim. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you go teach Klal Yisrael this. They're not necessarily bright enough on their own to understand everything they need to know about Shabbos, about tshuva, about how to deal correctly with Aliyas and Yoridas. I hope that clarified it. We'll continue from paragraph Yudalit now. This is one of the many places in the Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal explains the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks that start from Shiva Aser B'Tammuz and continue to Tisha B'Av. Those three Shabbosim, he's going to tie them into our discussion. Mezeh Bechinas Gimel Shabbosim Shebein HaMetzorin. Based on what we're discussing, we can understand the concept of the 3 weeks. which are referred to as Bein HaMetzarim. Ki oz misablim al churban beis hamikdash v'al golas Yisrael shegolim eretz Yisrael. That's the time when Klal Yisrael mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our exile from Eretz Yisrael. Umalchus harishua shelo akum, and we cry over the kingdom, the wicked kingdom of the Goyim, sheklalusam hu bechina zera Amolek, who a composite of all of them is Amolek, which misgabrim, which strengthen themselves against Klal Yisrael. V'alkein heim gimel shavuos bein hamitzorim. And Rav Nosson says, now you could understand why there are 3 weeks of bein hamitzorim. Ki misablum bohem al pigam bechinas gimel nekudos kanal. Because what we're actually mourning is the 3 nekudos that we discussed earlier. Shenivgomim b'avoneisenu. The 3 things that become defective as a result of our sins. Shehem bechinas gimel mitzvos enal, which are the 3 mitzvos which Hashem gave Klal Yisrael to fulfill upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Shehem, which are lahachris zarei shel Amolek. Number 1, to wipe out every trace of Amolek. Number 2, velimnois melech, to appoint a king. Number 3, velivnois beis habchira, to build a beis hamikdash. Excuse me. Ki bavoneisenu harabim sheherbinu lefshoya v'adayim lo yizachinu letshuva shleima mavur b'atayr hazois. Because as a result of our many sins, rachmon litzlan, whereby we have not yet been zoche to do the type of tshuva that's explained in chapter 6 on Likutei Moran, al yidei zeh lo yidai she'einonu zoche nata lahachr zarei shel Amolek. As a result of that, not only have we not been privileged to wipe out Amolek, af gam bechina zua mas Amolek mezgaber umespashet b'chol yoim, but rather, what Amolek represents becomes stronger and spreads itself every single day. Shehu bechinas toikef hadam shebechol asmoli. This is what we refer to as the blood in the left side of the heart, meaning our Yetzahara. Kihu mizera Edom, because we know that Amalek is a descendant of Esav, Edom. Shehu admoini kuloi, who is referred to as all red, blood. Bechinas koveid moleidam, represented by the liver, which is all blood. Hepech kovoid, which is the opposite of the term kavod, respect, which is molevov, which has that letter vav inside of it. Kovod is without a vav, kovod is with a vav. Bechinas kivoid Hashem, as we refer to the respect for Hashem. Bechinas kivoid elikim haniska Hashem b'toranal, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the beginning of chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, where he talks about kivoid elokim. Ki yefsher liskois lekovod Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that it's impossible for a Jew to be zoiche, to give Hashem the proper respect, unless the person first subdues the blood in the left side of the heart. How? By the person going through embarrassment and shame, and the person accepting it in silence, realizing that I deserve this, you know, for all the terrible things that I did. And this being one of the greatest detergents to launder the person's neshama. V'alkein, and because of the fact that we haven't been zoche to do a proper tshuva. Sorry. And because of the fact that we haven't been zoche to do a true tshuva, we're not worthy of having our own king or our own proper leaders. That corresponds to the middle section of the Aleph, as we learned earlier about the Aleph being divided into 3 parts. The bottom part of the Aleph corresponds to wiping out Amalek. The middle section of the Aleph refers to the appointing of the king. And the biggest tragedy is that as a result of all of our sins, the Beis Hamikdash, which is the crown on our heads, has been destroyed, which is the concept of Nekudo HaElyona Kanal. The Beis Hamikdash is the upper part of the Aleph. So therefore, these three mitzvahs correspond to the three Nekudos. V'alkein, Misaklim, Gimel, Shavuos. And it's for this reason that the section within the Jewish calendar where we mourn, you know, totally, we mourn our terrible state, that section is defined as 3 weeks. Keneged Gimel Nekudos Hanal Shnivgavu Hanaseinu, symbolizing these three major sections of Yiddishkeit that have become defective as a result of our sins. These, the Beis Hamikdash, the king, and the ability to wipe out our enemies. V'ikar ha-tikun al yidei ha-gimel shabosim shebegimel shavuos kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, even though in the 3 weeks there are 21 days, the main part of those 21 days is the three Shabbases in them. Shehu bechinas tshuva, which is the tshuva, she'oz ikar tikun gimel nekudos hanal, because it's on Shabbos that we affect the main tikun for these three nekudos. And therefore, on the three Shabbosim that are found within the 3 weeks, that's the main time when a Jew is zeuche to make a tikkun for these three nekudos, shehem bechinas tikkun atshuva, shaydeze nizke sheyachzor veisakin hanal, kol hanal, shenizke lahachrozar, and as a result of a true tshuva, will be zeichet to have all three of these things restored, which are wiping out Amalek, etc., etc. We'll just start the next paragraph, maybe. Paragraph Tezvov. V'zeh b'chinas gimel eicho shel megillas kinois shemekoinen in b'tishabov. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this you could also understand why within the Megillah of Eicho, there are three paragraphs there that begin with the word Eicho. Echo Yeshvavadod, and Rav Nosson Zal will tell us the other ones here, and he's going to show how those three paragraphs in Echo correspond to these three Nekudos that we're discussing. She'ikar ha-tsa'oko v'ha-kinois he'mal she'ovadnu gimel mitzvah. Because again, the main theme of the Kinois of Tisha B'Av and of our crying to Hashem is over the fact that we lost out on these three privileges, these three mitzvahs. V'ze eicho yoshva vodod ho'ir rabos yom. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's start with the first one, which begins with the words, how have we come to such a state where we're alone, this city of Yerushalayim, which at one point was full with so many people. Ze b'chinas kino al shein anu zechim lahach rezare shel amolik. That first paragraph in eicho is discussing our lamentation over the fact that we're not zeicher to destroy our enemies, especially Amalek. Umachmazeh, and because of the fact that we're not zeicher to wipe out Amalek, mizgaber hisgabrus hataivos shel adonim shebechol asmoli, our evil desires, which come from the blood in the left side of the heart, rise up against us. Shemachmazeh tzrichen leishev bodod volidoin, and it's for that reason, because we have these averos and these taivas rois, that's what results in our having being forced to sit alone and be silent. V'lizboil cherpois u'bizyonos u'shvichas domim rabim, and to suffer a lot of shame and embarrassment and having our blood spilled. B'chinas yeshev bodod v'yidoin, as the pasuk says in a different place, that when a person chas v'shalom realizes that he's done a lot of sins, his tshuva is for him to go off on the side and sit alone in silence. This is what that first opening sentence in Eicho is all about. About how did we fall to such a state of averus and everything that we're forced to sit alone. And the pasuk continues, the city, which originally had so many people in it, you know, so many Jews, was destroyed, and the pasuk continues, Rabosi bagoyim sarosi bamedinois. And the multitudes are no longer in the Jewish people, the multitudes are among the goyim, and the leadership is among the goyim. Shemekoinenin al churban Yerushalayim. We are lamenting the destruction of Yerushalayim, shehi ir malucha, which is the city of royalty, the city of kingdom, shenechrova, which was destroyed. Shezeh b'chinas pegam mitzvas limnois melech. That's where we're addressing this loss, this defect, through which we've lost out on the privilege of having our own king. Shehu b'chinas havov shebetoich aleph, which corresponds to the middle section of the aleph. Which is what connects the upper nekuda and lower nekuda. The city which originally had so many people in it, bechinas ir malucha. That's referring to Yerushalayim, which is the city of royalty. Ki ein melech b'loyam, because we know that the rule is you can't have a king without a people. The more people that accept someone's authority over them, the more of a king he is. Uberoivom hadras melech. And the Torah tells us that the more people that there are, the more of an honor it is to the king. So if we say that once upon a time Yerushalayim was rabosi, had many people in it, and today it doesn't, we're referring to the fact that that there is no melech, that the malchus, which is increased by the more people there are, obviously the malchus has diminished. Viato nechrav kol zebavnes and rabim. And today all of this has been destroyed, unfortunately. Vize rabosi bagoyim, and this is why on the words rabosi bagoyim, vidor shorazal, the Gemara says, rabosi badeyois, that we've come to a state where every Jew has a different opinion, where the Jews are not united in seeing things the same way, but rather there's so many different opinions. Bechinas pegam ha-chochma. This refers to the fact that the chochma has become messed up. Shehu bechinas nekudu al-yoyna, which is represented by the upper part of the aleph. Shenestalkov and esalmo behelam godol bavanesin rabin, whereby the true sechel has become very, very hidden as a result of our many sins. Ve'ein me'ira al yidei avov b'chinas melech l'nekuda tachtoina. And it doesn't shine through the king to the king who's the middle section of the aleph. It doesn't shine into the bottom section of the aleph. Shekol ze merumaz b'posuk ze. All of this, all three nekudais, are alluded to in that first posuk in Eicha. Echo Yoshva Vodod, Bechinas Nekuda Tachtoina, Shnit Gemo Kanal, Ho'i Rabosi Yom, Bechinas Pegam Limnois Melech, Kanal, and Rabosi Bagoyim, Shu Rabosi Badeyos, Bechinas Pegam Nekuda El Yoyna. Rav Nosson Zal showed how the three statements there in the beginning of Echa correspond to the three Nekudos. That when we speak about how did the Jews fall to such a state where they have to sit alone on the side, you know, that's talking about the fact that, again, we've committed so many sins. The blood in the Cholol Asmoli Shebelev has risen up, which means the Amalek inside of us has risen up. Amalek who comes from Esav, who is Edom, who is red. That's Echo Yeshu Vodod. Ho'ir Rabosiom, that the city which once had so many people, which means, again, Ein Melech Bolayam, the Jews who once had a powerful Malchus, their Malchus is gone. And then the third part, Rabosi Bagoyim, that whereas once upon a time we were all able to be unified under Moshe Rabbeinu, under the Tzaddik, nowadays the Gemara says Ho Emes Neederes, that ever there's hundreds of different groups and each one is claiming that they're the true one, they're the true Derech. Ach Iker Echo. Ach ikar echo aleph hu keneged hanekuda tachtoina. Hanal. However, Rav Nosson Zal says this first paragraph of Echa is the entire paragraph is mostly focusing on that nekuda tachtoina issue. Ach kol echot miagim nekuda isanal klula mikulam. As Rav Nosson Zal is addressing that, he started off by saying that each one of the three paragraphs, we paused for turning over the tape. We're continuing in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, in the middle of paragraph Tesvov. Rav Nosson Zalf showed us that on one hand, each one of the three paragraphs of Eicha addresses one of these three issues. On the other hand, he showed us that in the first paragraph, in the opening lines, it addresses all three. It introduces all three nekudos there. Because we have a rule in Kabbalah always that nothing is one. Chesed is not chesed only, and gvura is not. Chesed has gvura in it also, and gvura has chesed in it also. So that the first paragraph of Eicha, which primarily is addressing the nekuda tachtoina issue, the issue of lahachra zarei shel amolek, we still find in it that it encompasses all three nekudos. It addresses all three nekudos in those first lines. And we'll hold it here for now. I'll give a brief review of what we're talking about to be able to dive into the next section. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this halacha on chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the most famous chapters in Likutei Moran, where one of the main things that is discussed there is a concept of three nekudos, it's called. A nekudo elyoina, a nekuda tachtoina, and the connector between them. And Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the letter Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, and the Vav that connects them in the middle. And Rabbeinu Zal says that that refers to several different items. It refers to the concept of the rabbi, the student, and the tent in which they learn together, which connects them. It also represents the three mitzvahs which the Jews were instructed to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Mechias Amolek, which is the Nekuda Tachtona, building the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the Nekuda Elyona, and designating a king, appointing a king, which is that Vav in the middle. And now Rav Nosson Zal, in this piece that we're doing now, is connecting that to the 3 weeks, that when we have the 3 weeks, which is called Bein HaMetzorim, where we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Rav Nosson Zal says that those 3 weeks correspond to these three nekudah. We're mourning the destruction, the loss of these three nekudahs. And he started explaining that, and he's actually tying it into the three paragraphs of Eicha. And he's going to show us how each one of those paragraphs correspond to these three nekudahs. And this is where we're up to, this is where we'll continue from right now. The previous sentence, Rav Nosson Zal had said, "Ach ikar eicha aleph hu keneged hanekuda tachtoinan al." He had explained in the first part of this paragraph how the first paragraph of eicha is relating to the concept of the nekuda tachtoina, primarily. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ach kol eichod miagimel nekudos anal klula mikulam." However, you know that each one of the three actually has all three of them inside of it to a degree. Ki echod tolui b'chaveroi, because these three are dependent on each other. Ki al yidei she'ein kleris in zaroi shel amolek, ein lono melech, because so long as Klal Yisrael does not succeed in destroying Amolek, we don't really have our own king. Ki adarabba, malchus edoim amolek mizgaberes bavoinoi sena rabim. As long as Amolek is around, their malchus is functioning, and their malchus is trying to rule over Bnei Yisrael. Vazai nifgam havov, shemam shech minekud elyona lenekuda tachtoina. And if we don't have our own king, which we said is the vav, that middle part of the aleph, which is the connector between the upper part of the Aleph and the lower part of the Aleph, then there isn't that flow that's supposed to be there from Nekuda Elyona to Nekuda Tachtoina. Umemela Nisalim Nekuda Elyona. And if the flow is not there, then that Nekuda Elyona is sort of disconnected. It's somewhere in the upper stratospheres, and it's not generating, because the pipe for it to generate into isn't there. Lahavdil, on the internet, you would say there's no link. There's no link from one to the other. So the even though it's the Nekud Elyena wants to be Mashpia, it's not hooked up. Mesablin Eicha Yoshva Vodod Hanal. And it's this is the reason why we say Eicha Yoshva Vodod. How is the Shekhinah sitting alone? Ach Iker Hakina, however, Rav Nosson Zal again wants to emphasize that the main emphasis in that first paragraph of Eicha is al pegam nekuda hatachtoina nal, over the defectiveness of the nekuda tachtoina. Vezeh, and this is why one of the psukim in that first paragraph of Eicha is bochoi sivke valayla, that we cry at night. Bechinas pegam pegimas halavona. We know that nighttime is the time when the moon is in charge. The moon is providing light. And the moon, it represents the Nekuda Tachtona, the Talmud. We had learned earlier that the rabbi is referred to as the sun, the student is the moon, which receives from the light that's being reflected from the sun. So that Nekuda Tachtona is referred to as the as Laila, which is the Levona. As the Gemara tells us, that the face of Yeshua was like the face of the moon. As is written in Likut Imran there. And when things are in place properly, and the moon, which is Yehoshua, which is the student, is receiving, which is the Nekuda Tachtona, is receiving properly from the rabbi, the son, which is the Nekuda Elyona, Azai hu bechinas tikun umilui pegimas halavona hamosheles balayla. Then the moon is doing okay. Then the moon is betikuna. And that's the tikun of pegam halavona. Va'azai ikr hasimcha. And that's when there is the real happiness. Shezeo bechinas hasimcha shel kiddush levona. With this you could understand why the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha, and the Gemara emphasize that the mitzvah of kiddush levona is a mitzvah which especially has to be done with joy. We know that every mitzvah, there's tremendous emphasis on doing it besimcha. We've spoken about this in the past. Rabbein Azal has a chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Chav Dalet, where he talks about the incredible importance of doing a mitzvah with simcha. And we find that the Arizal who was a unique in many generations, he was a luminary, his Talmidim and all the tzaddikim say that if he would have lived in the time of the Tanoim and Amoraim, he would have been a Chiddush. The Arizal was once asked, what made you, what set you apart so much from all the tzaddikim of your generation, to have this kind of connection to Hashem, to be permitted to visit heaven at will? Every night his neshama would go up to Shemayim, and he would be able to report the different shurim he attended. He went to the yeshiva of Mashiach one time, he went to the yeshiva of Rabbi Akiva. He would describe that he had a pass, he had an open visa to go into any yeshiva in heaven he wanted to, and he had the ability to retain the knowledge that he learned there. And the Arizal's response was that it was what set him apart from other tzaddikim was the simcha with which he did a mitzvah. That's in general. But here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, we know that when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush levona, the halacha says that one of the reasons why we try especially to do it motzoi Shabbos, as we will hopefully in Yetzir Hashem this week, is because of the fact that Motzoi Shabbos was still dressed in Shabbos clothing and we're coming off that high, the incredible joy of Shabbos, and the mitzvah of kiddush levona especially requires simcha. Rav Nosson Zal saying, I'll tell you why. Because when the levona is plugged in properly to the shemesh, to the chama, when the student is plugged in properly to the rabbi, the nekuda tachtona, nekuda yona, that's the ikra simcha. Bechinas, as we say in the tefillah of kiddush levona, sosim usmeichim bevoyam. Kioz meir malchus digdusha, because when the levona is in its proper place, when it's connected properly, that's when the malchus of kedusha shines properly. Malchus David Moshiach. And when the Malchus, the Kedusha, is in place, then the flow from Elyona to Tachtona is flowing properly. And that's when there can be the main Simcha of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas, as we quoted earlier, the Pasuk, Hashem Moloch Togel Ha'oretz, that when the Malchus of Kedusha is established properly, then the world will rejoice. Then there'll be the real simcha. V'ato, whereas now, Begoluseinu, while we're in exile, Shemizgaber b'china Zera Amolek, where Amolek is still around, and they're still doing their thing, Shezeo b'chinas Pegimas HaLevona, which implies that the Levona is not Bishleimusa, Alze Mekoinenin, this is what we lament when we say Bochoi Sivke Balaila, that we're not dancing at night, we're crying in the evening. She'oz ikra ha-pegam shel pegimas ha-levono ha-moshelas balayla, because it's at night time when we feel the main defectiveness of the moon, which serves at night. V'ze golso Yehuda me'oini, and this is why the Pasuk says again in the first paragraph of Eicha that the Jews are in exile. Kol roidfeho hisigu ben amtzorim, all of her enemies were able to get at them during this period of ben amtzorim. Kol ze merames al goydel hispashtus malchus Edom Amolek. All of this alludes to the tremendous power of Malchus Edom, shehu bechinas hagolus ha'oruch ha'achron hazeh, which is this exile, this final exile that we're going through today. Shehem meitzirin beredifois gedoilois mikol tzad, where they're imposing suffering on Klal Yisrael from all sides. They're chasing us from all sides. Kihu kolu mikol hasitrachrova klipois, because Amalek is a composite of the entire sitrachro, all the klipois put together. Asher ein derech lifnois yemin esmoil, whereby Rachman son Klal Yisrael has nowhere to escape, not to the right or to the left. Shezeo bechinas kol roidfeho hisigua bein amtzorin. This is what's meant by all those that are chasing Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom were able to get at us during this period. Bechinas sabuni kamayim kol hayoim hikifu alayachad. They surrounded me like water encircles something all day, and they all united to surround me. That's this klip of Amalek that's koilel all the others. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk means when it says darkei tzion avelois mibli boi moyed, that the paths of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, were in mourning, because people were not walking on them for the holidays. Ki beregolim nitztavinu la'alois l'regel le'beis hamikdosh l'rois ispnei Hashem. Because we, Klal Yisrael, is instructed on the holidays to be oile regel, to go to the Beis Hamikdosh to see Hashem. Ve'oz hoye b'chinas shleimus odom anal. And when Klal Yisrael would do that, that's when the shleimus of the Odom Hayoshev alakise, which we referred to in previous shir, was established, when this Nekud Elyoin and Nekud Achtoina were connected properly, when the Jews came to the Beis HaMikdosh. K'al yidei zeh himshachnu bebeis HaMikdosh min Nekud Elyoin l'Nekud Achtoina. Because it was when a Jew entered into the Beis HaMikdosh, that's when he was plugging into that Nekud Elyoin, and there was that flow. Shezeo b'chinas tikun haderech shel tshuva. And this is the whole concept of the Derech HaTshuva, the Darkei Tshuva, which are discussed in that chapter on Likud Imran. It's this Derech of this Darkei Tzion, this Derech to the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenestakein al yidei HaDerech HaKodosh shel ha'olei regolim lebeis HaMikdosh. V'yato, whereas nowadays, Bavonoseinu Arabim, Darkei Tzion Aveilois Mibli Boi Moed La'alois L'Regel, Kamo Shedosho Azal Hainu Kanal. Nowadays, unfortunately, those paths are empty. Jews are not walking that Derech to the Beis HaMikdosh, which means that the Derech HaTshuva is not Bishleimus. V'zehu Hoyu Tzoreho L'Roish. And this is why the Pasuk says over there that the enemies of the Jews became their leaders. Bechinas hisgabrus Amolek. This again is referring to the malchus of the sitrachra. Toikef hadamim, which represents the super bloodiness. Shetzrichin lahachniyam al yidei bechinas nekudat achtoina, whereby the way that we are machnia this malchus of the sitrachra is by fulfilling that nekuda tachtona, which is mechias Amolek. However, unfortunately, due to our sins, these enemies of ours have become our bosses. They're dictating to us what we can do, what we can't do. They want to climb on top. They want to be in charge. They want to be our Nekudo Heliona. Sheroitzim lehizgaber lifkoim gam shom chas v'shom, meaning they want to be pogim the nekud elyono also. Shezeo bechinas churban beis hamikdash, which is the concept of the destruction of the beis hamikdash, shehu bechinas nekudu helyona, which we learned earlier, the beis hamikdash is the nekudu helyona. Ve'echa beis, the second paragraph of Echa, which begins with the word Echa, ikroi keneget nekudu helyona. That's referring especially to the nekudu helyona that we've discussing, bechinas churban beis hamikdash. That primarily is referring the mourning over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. K'moy shekosuv, as it says there clearly, Echo yoiv Hashem bi'apoi es choymas bas tzion. How did Hashem in his anger destroy, cloud the wall of Tzion of Yerushalayim? Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael v'loy zohar hadoim raglov. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehu ha-Beis Hamikdash. That pasuk is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. V'zehu hishlich mishamayim eretz. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain these words. That the pasuk says that Kaviyochel Hashem threw the eretz away from the shamayim. V'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, the Zoyer HaKodesh says, Shebechinas eretz hishlich mishamayim. What this pasuk is referring to is that what's called Eretz was cut off and thrown away from Shamayim, from its Mashpia. Ayin Sham, look in the Zohar HaKodesh where this is mentioned. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Hainu Kanal, this is exactly what we said before. Shehishlich nekuda ha-tachtona shubachinas Eretz, hishlicha v'herchika menekuda elyona shubachinas Shamayim. That what we're referring to is, as a result of the Nekudo Helyoina, the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, the Eretz, which is the Nekuda Tachtona, which was supposed to be nursing and being nourished by that Nekudo Helyoina, is tossed away. Lahavdil, it's like a baby that nurses from its mother. And if the mother is removed, then the baby's lost. Here again, the mother is the Beis Hamikdash, the Nekudo Helyoina. The baby is the Eretz, it's the world, it's the Nekuda Tachtoina. And when there's a churban beis hamikdash, the eretz is thrown away. Hishlich mishamayim eretz. Ve'echa gimel, and the third paragraph of Echa, bechinas pegam havov. That corresponds to that middle part of the aleph, which is that vov, that diagonal vov that connects the upper and lower parts of the aleph. Shehu bechinas limnois melech, which Rabbeinu Zal said in Likutei Moran, that refers to that the third mitzvah of appointing a king upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol eicho gimel, eicho yuam, nemar al histalkus yesho hamelech, k'mo shom razal. Because the Gemara tells us that third paragraph of eicho, which begins with the words eicho yuam, is referring to the Yirmiyahu Hanavi lamenting the murder of Yoshio, King Yoshiyahu, and what a great tzaddik he was, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal has shown us how the three paragraphs of Echa, where we're lamenting and we're mourning over the destruction of the three Nekudos. Now, paragraph Tezayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh, and this is why the Pasuk says subsequently, Zechor Hashem mehoyolanu. Remember Hashem, what happened to us. Bekan koilel kol hagimol kinois hanal. In this piece, Yirmiyahu Hanavi is summarizing all three nekudos, shehem al pegam, all three paragraphs of Echa, shehem al pegam gimel nekudos, which correspond to the three nekudos. V'zehu, and this is why Yirmiyahu Hanavi says over there, habito ure'ei es cherposenu, Hashem, look carefully and see our shame. Zeh bechinas shana mevakshem Hashem yizborach sheyabed v'yira es ribui hacherpois ubushois ushvichas domim shanu sevlim. This is where we're asking Hashem to study carefully the shame and embarrassment that Klal Yisrael is being put through. V'yirachim oleinu, and he should have rachmanis on us al yidei zeh, because of this, l'sakein bechinas nekuda tachtoina, and make a tikkun for the nekuda tachtoina. ki ikar hatshuva al yidei cherpois ubizyonois shvichasdovim shesoivlim v'shoisim kanal. Because we had learned earlier in the beginning of this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal had quoted from Likutei Moran that the most powerful and most important aspect of tshuva is the shame and embarrassment that the person goes through, which the person accepts without responding, in silence, in perfect silence. V'zeh, this is where the pasuk says there, nachloseinu nefcho lezorim. Our nachlo, our choicest piece of land, property, was given away to strangers. Bechinas churban beis hamikdash. This is referring to the destruction of the beis hamikdash. That's the ikar nachlo of Klal Yisrael. Nekudo helyoino kanal. That's the nekudo helyoino. V'zehu gam kein. And this is also what's being reiterated in the next words. Yisaimim hoyinu ve'einov. We were orphans without a father. Ki av bechochma. Because we know father always symbolizes chochma. Bechinas nekudo helyoino, which is again the symbol for the nekudo helyoino, the upper part of the aleph. Ki sholosh rishonos chashuvos keechod. Because the first three midos of Hashem, keser chochma bino or chochma bino das, are always referred to as one set. So if we refer to chochma, we're referring to the entire set there, which is the upper part of the aleph. Vehem kulam bechinas nekudo helyoino. All three of them symbolize the nekudah. So when we say Yisoyimim Hayinu Veinov, we were orphans without our father. We are the students. We are the nekudah tachtoina. We lost our Beis Hamikdash, which is our nekudah elyoina, which is our daddy. Ukeshenestalik v'neelam nekudah elyoina minekudah tachtoina. And when the nekudah elyoina gets separated, gets lost from the nekudah tachtoina, al yidei pigam hoavoina is chas v'shalom, as a result of our sins. Then we are considered like orphans without a father. Because we become literally like orphans who don't have a father to provide for them. The Nekudah Elyoina is the one that's supposed to provide all the Shefa for the Nekudah Tachtoina. Ki ein ha-Nekudah Elyoina me'iru mashpia koroi Shefa gashmias. Because what happens is the Nekudah Elyoina, which is supposed to provide Shefa in Gashmias and Ruchnias to the Nekudah Tachtoina, is not doing it. And we know that all Shefa comes from there. It comes from the Beis Hamikdash. It comes from the upper three spheres, from Chochma Bino Das. That's where all Shefa comes from. V'zehu Meimenu bekesef shosinu. And this is why the pasuk says, at one time we used to drink our water in silver goblets. Whereas now we're in a state of poverty. Shehashefa mesakeves mo'oid gam begashmias. This is implying that even on a fit, besides the Jews being so weak, beruchnias, begashmias also, there's among the religious, especially among those who want to serve Hashem, Most of the people are suffering financial poverty. Hainu kanal. V'ze Mitzrayim nosanu yad Ashur lizboya lochem. Egypt is going to lend a hand to us. Ashur is going to provide us with bread. Ki achshov roiv hashefa etzlam kiyadua. Because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when Klal Yisrael doesn't behave the way we're supposed to, Then what happens is Hashem ends up, instead of all the Shefa going to us and the leftovers going to the Goyim, Hashem reverses it, Chas V'Shalom, where He's Mashpia to them first and we get the leftovers. Umuchrochim Yisrael Lizoin mitamtzis HaShefa. And Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael is forced to be nourished by the leftover Shefa. Shehem mekablim b'avonisein or rabim kamuva, which the goyim receive, you know, from what the goyim receive, chas v'shalom. It's we see a concept of America donating money to, you know, donating to Eretz Yisrael, you know, the American government helping to support Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh zikenim mishar shavosu bachurim miniginosam, that the elderly people who used to sit at the entrance, at the gateways, are no longer there, and the youths have stopped singing. Rav Nosanzal says, Zakenim bechinas nekud elyona, that the word Zakenim implies that upper part of the Aleph, bechinas zoken zekona chachma. The Gemara tells us that the term zoken, elderly, implies a sage, an elderly sage, one who has chachma, which implies the upper part of the Aleph, since chachma is from the upper midos of Hashem. Bachurim miniginasam, and the youths have stopped singing, ki ikar hahamshocha minekud elyona lenekuda tachtoina hu al yedei nigun v'simcha. Listen to this statement Rav Nosanzal makes. The main ability for the nekuda elyona to shine into the nekuda tachtoina is dependent on simcha, singing and joy. Asora mina negin, bechinas asora mina negin, shai deze ikar hatvekus vahaischabros lashem izborach, lahamshich kedushas haesnoitetsus elakusoim imalo lamatom, and nekuda elyona lekuda tachtoina. The main way that it's possible for a Jew to become dovuk to Hashem and to draw holiness from above to below, from nekuda elyona to nekuda tachtoina, is dependent on singing and joy. This is why on Shabbos especially, we emphasize so much the zmirois of Shabbos, the singing, and the singing in shul, kelodin, lechododi, which are not standard for during the week, because Shabbos is the ikra time when a Jew has the ability to be dovuk to Hashem more so than during the 6 days of the week. And this dveikus, this connection between nekuda tachtoina and nekuda elyoina, happens best when there is this simcha negina. V'achshuv b'avoneseinu rabim shovas kol zeh. However, unfortunately today, as a result of all of our sins, all of this has been turned off, rachmona litzlan. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, shovas mesois libeinu. The joy of our hearts is on vacation, is on sick leave. Nepach le'evel mecholeinu. Our dancing, our mochol, has turned into mourning, chas v'shalom. Ki kishenimshach hashvoas hadas mishom al yedei b'chinas havov shebchinas l'nois melech oz kol ha-simcha. Because when the das, when that upper nekuda is flowing through the vav, which is through the melech of kedusha, then there's joy, there's simcha b'chinas Hashem moloch togel ha-oretz. That when the malchus is proper, then the eretz is freilich. V'yachshav, whereas nowadays, Shovas mesois libeinu v'kanal, v'zehu noflo ateres roishenu, the crown of our heads has fallen, the churban beis hamikdash. Oino lanu, woe is to us, ki chatonu, that we've sinned. Shalidei chatoenu nechrav ha-beis hamikdash, it's as a result of our sins that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, shu b'chinas nekud elyoino, b'chinas ateres roishenu. Paragraph Yud Zayin. And this is also what the pasuk says, Vize ato Hashem lo'olam teshev, kisacho l'dor v'dor. You, Hashem, will always be established. Your throne will be for all generations. Rav Nosanzal says, kisacho, the throne of Hashem, zebechinas kisei hanal. This is the throne that's referred to in the chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nosanzal speaks about the Odom hayoshev ala kisei. Shehu bechinas nekudo elyona. Rabbi Nosanzal refers to that over there as one of the examples of the nekudo elyona. Shehu bechinas kisei demiskasya le'elo mivov shebalev. The word kisei here is miloshen kisui, something that's covered up. The nekudo elyona is something that's very hidden above the vov of the aleph. And now in this next paragraph, Rabbi Nosanzal is going to do some explaining and clarifying of what we're speaking about here. Ki b'shas ha-churban chas v'sholom shu b'chinas histalkus ha-shchina b'chinas eser masois noso ha-shchina kama shom razal. Because when the churban beis hamikdash took place, which means that the shechina left that site to a large degree, as the Gemara tells us that the shechina was forced to travel to 8 to 10 different locations. Oz daiko mekaplin ha-chiyas mebechinas ha-ha-alomo. When that happens, when the Shechina leaves its place, it goes into hiding. And Klal Yisrael, it's not that Shechina is gone, it's just more hidden. And Klal Yisrael is receiving from a Bechina of Nistor, from something that's very hidden. Shenimshach Chiyus Behelem Godol Minekud Al Yoyne, Shebechinas Kvoid Lekim Haster Dovor. Which means, that we're still receiving archias from the Nekudu Helyoina, but it's very hidden. It's not obvious in any way. As the Pasuk says, Kevoid Elekim Haster Dovor, that there are times that the Kovoid of Hashem, this Nekudu Helyoina, is very much in hiding. Bechinas Kisei, Demiskasya, as Rabbein Ezal says over there. And that's how Klal Yisrael receives their chius at a time of Churban Beis Hamikdash. And it's for this reason that on Tisha B'Av we keep saying Eicha, 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 Shehu Bechinas Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. Rav Nosson says Eicha is that code word, that Aye word that Rabbein Ezal speaks about in chapter 12 in the second half of Likud Imran, where he speaks about Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi. He speaks about a time when a Jew reaches his lowest, he bottoms out completely. And the only thing a Jew can say at that time is, where? Hashem, where in the world are you? I don't see you at all, at all. As is discussed at great length in Likutei Halachos Eben Ezer, in the section in the Halachos of Yibum and Chalitza Halacha Dalid, Ki Iker Hashleimus Hilegalos Malchusoi Boilam. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because the main Shleimus is to broadcast the Malchus of Hashem all over the world. Sheze Iker HaTikun Shel Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That's what the main tikkun of the Beis Hamikdash is all about. The Beis Hamikdash was a lahavdil, a broadcasting station from which Hashem was broadcasted all over the world. Shehu lahamshich ha'or minekud elyoina lenekuda tachtoina, by drawing the light from the upper nekuda to the lower nekuda. Shehu bechinas malchus. The nekuda tachtoina is the malchus. Ad sheyizgale malchusoi lein koil, to elevate the malchus to a level where everybody is aware of it. Shalze onomavakshin kama pomim. This is what we find throughout our tefillos, where we're begging Hashem for this. Kama shekosuv v'simloich ato Hashem levadecho b'har tzion mishkan kvodecho. Kakosuv yimloich Hashem lo'ilam lechkayach tzion. Ad sheyikuyam v'yeda kol pol v'akiyato fialto. This is a whole Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, where we're asking that all of mankind should come to recognize the Malchus of Hashem. Aval al yidei chatoinu nechrav ha-Beis HaMikdosh. However, as a result of our aveirois, the Beis HaMikdosh has been destroyed. U'malchus de sitrachra mizgaberes. And unfortunately, the other side, the Malchus of the sitrachra, gets stronger. And this is all because of the fact that the flow that's supposed to be taking place from the Nekud Elyona to the Nekud Achtoina has been minimized to a tiny, tiny trickle, and even that trickle is extremely, extremely hidden. Va'oz Nemar, and it's about that that the Pasuk says, Vatered Peloim Ein Oizerlo, that the Malchus has fallen in incredible ways and there's nobody to help her. Va'oz Tzrichin Lechapes Ulevakesh Ma'oid Ma'oid Hashem Yisborach. And when that happens, when an individual Jew falls in that kind of way, or when Klal Yisrael falls in that kind of way, that's when we have to search for Hashem very, very hard. Ulevakesh ma'oid, and to beg, Aye mekoyim kevoidoi, Hashem, where are you? Where are you? Shehu bechinas tzakas eicho. That's what the word, that's what eicho is all about. Kimei ho'alef hanal nase pele. Because we in Likut Imran, Rabbein Ezal speaks over there about the letter aleph, which when you write it as a word, it's aleph lamed pei. And Rachmon al-Tzlam, when the Jews fall in such a way, they take a wondrous flop, which is this pele, peloim, vatered peloim, we said. The aleph gets reversed to pe lamed aleph. Bechinas ki pole mimcho dovor lamishpot. As the Pasuk says in the Chumash, that if the Jews are going to fall to such a level where they're not going to have any idea whatsoever of what the law is about, what to do. Shezeo bechinas hineni yosef lehaflia sa'omazeh hafle vofela. This is what the pasuk is referring to when Hashem says, Rahman al-Islam, when the Jews are going to misbehave, I'm going to hit them in an incredible way. That term, yafli hafle vofela. That's all referring to this pigam of the Aleph. Vos tzrichin lechapso yisborach moed. And when that happens, a Jew has to search for Hashem very, very hard. Hashem's presence is not obvious. Velitzoik harbe poamim echa. And to cry out to Hashem many times, echa, echa. Echa means how. Bechinas bakoshas aye kanal. And echa has those letters, Aleph Yud Hey, the Aleph Yud Hey of aye. The kof stands for the kovoid of Hashem, or the keser, the crown, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. Ad shal yidei habakosho yizke sheyishapech hayirid el aliyah. And when a Jew does this enough, when a Jew cries out enough and searches for Hashem hard enough, the yirida gets converted to an aliyah. Ad shashem yizborach yasimono niflo ois letoivo. And Hashem reverses the ploim into niflois, the miracles of the salvation. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says about the coming of Moshiach, arenu niflois, I'll show the Jews wonders again. Bechinas hafle chasodecha, as the pasuk says, Hashem, give us your wondrous kindness. Ad shenizke l'tshuva shlema, to the point where we zecher to a complete tshuva, v'nizke lahashlem bechinas aleph anal, and we zecher to complete the aleph. Ad sheyenase bechinas odom, and once the aleph is completed, and by going through those shvichas domim, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moran, we generate this odom hayoshev al hakisei. Shal ze nemar v'hoyo ki yipole be'enei hom hazeh gam be'enei yipole al hachesed hagodol asher eseh lachem. Rav Nosson Zal is quoting a pasuk in the Navi where it says that when Klal Yisrael will achieve this pele, this tikkun of the aleph, then Hashem says, you're going to be very, very impressed and surprised over the incredible chesed that I'm going to do for you. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us in these psukim how the whole pegam is based on this aleph, being poigam in the three levels of the aleph, and the whole tikkun is based on being mashlamit, especially through this ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi, through this echa, this cry of echa Hashem. How did this happen, Hashem? Where are you? This searching for Hashem. V'chol ze yev shalisko iskim b'koyach Shabbos Kodesh. B'chinas hatzadik v'emesh u'b'chinas Moshe Moshiach shenikra pele yoyetz. And the way that Klal Yisrael are zeche to correct this is through the power of Shabbos, which is the tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said earlier. He's the one who was told to teach the Jews about Shabbos. The tzaddik who is called Pele Yoyetz, the one who has wondrous advice. And again, that Pele there, that Aleph, She'etzoysov niflois v'amukos moed, whereby the tzaddik has incredibly, incredible, deep advice. She'zeo bechinas elef oirois, she'nistalko al yidei cheto egel. And this is what the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh refer to when they teach us that as a result of Klal Yisrael being poigim in the Egel HaZohov, there were 1,000 lights of Hashem that were lost. The Arizal says this based on the Aleph of Vayikra, that when we exit from Chumash Shemois, where in the latter part of Chumash Shemois, Parshas Kisiso, Vayakel, that's where the Egel HaZohov is discussed, we come into Chumash Vayikra, where Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we see that mini aleph in the Sefer Torah at the end of the word Vayikra. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's referring to a capital aleph. The large aleph is elef, 1,000. The mini aleph is one. That Hashem's light went from 1,000 to one as a result of the pegam of the Egel HaZohov. She'oz nistalku haksorem miYisrael. The Gemara tells us that when the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohov, they forfeited the crowns that the angels had put on their heads at the time of Matan Torah. The Gemara says when the Jews stood at Matan Torah and they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, 1,200,000 angels came down and put two crowns on the heads of each one of the 600,000 Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu choizer umekablam b'Shabbos. And the Arizal tells us that every single Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu receives once again these 1,000 lights that were lost as a result of the Egel Azov. Umeirin liYisrael, and they shine for Klal Yisrael. K'moshe kosov b'kavonas yismach Moshe. The Arizal says this in the Pri Etz Chaim, where he discusses what a Jew is supposed to be thinking on Shabbos morning when he says the Shmon Esrei, and he says the words Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved nemon korosoloi kelil tiferes b'roish nesatoloi. That pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu rejoicing on Shabbos when he receives back these 1,000 lights that he lost as a result of Klal Yisrael being poigim in the Egel Azov. Umishom hu toisvis kedusha Shabbos. And that's where this bright light of Shabbos comes from these 1,000 lights. Shenimshach mebechinas Moshe. It comes from the tzaddik. The tzaddik receives it, and he's mashpiyet al kol echod mi Yisrael. He's mashpiyet to each and every single Jew. Kefima shezoiche lekare v'satzmoi el atzadik v'la Shabbos. To the degree that each and every single Jew plugs into the tzaddik, to the degree that each and every single Jew is zoiche to be shomer Shabbos properly, to that degree, that Jew is plugging into this toisvus kedusha, these 1,000 lights that are turned on every Shabbos. Shaydeze yochel kol echod lahachyos ulechazik es atzmoi b'chol mokim shehu. And this is what gives a Jew, no matter where they're holding, the ability to get a new blast of energy. Valze ono mevakshim b'soif hakinois. And this is what we ask Hashem for at the end of the kinois of Echa. Ato Hashem lo'olam teishev, kisacho ledor vador. Shebechol dor vador, afilu ato betoikif hachurban vagolus. We're saying to Hashem that in every single generation, even today, when we're still in a state of churban and golus, afal pikein meir behelam bechinas kisacho. Still, Hashem, your throne, your nekud, shubchinas nekudu elyona, which is the nekudu elyona, bechinas kisid mischasya, we know that it still is giving off light. It's just very hidden. Rak she'enon uzeichen she'tor nekud alyon al kedatoyna she'tizgal malchusay koroy lein koil. We're just not worthy of having that light shine into the nekud atachtoyna in its fullest sense, so that Hashem's malchus should be shown to, visible to everybody. And this is what we cry out about. This is what we mourn. Lomo lonetzach tishkochenu. Hashem, why do you want to forget us eternally? Me'achar shebe'emes mesalim kisacha b'chinas nekud alyona b'chol dor v'dor gamata. We're saying this because of the fact that Hashem's throne, this nekud alyona, is so hidden during these times. Alkein lomo lonetzach tishkochenu. Therefore, do you want to forget us permanently? We're sure you don't want to do that. Rak terachim aleinu, but rather take pity on us. V'teshivenu elechan, and help us return to you. Shezehu shemesayim. This is why Echa concludes with those famous words. Hashivenu Hashem elecho v'nashuvo. Nimtza. Shebesoif kinois echois merames lanu hanovi she'adayin Hashemi monu afilu betoikev achurban. So we see that when Yirmiah finishes the words of Echa, he's sounding a message to all of Klal Yisrael that Hashem is still with us, even in the churban. Rak hu behelam. It's just that he's very hidden. Alkein tzrichin lehischazek litoin kol zoisim Hashem yisborach. Therefore, each and every single Jew has to receive encouragement to argue this point with Hashem, to debate this with Hashem. Haloi be'emes atonelam beineinu gamata. Hashem, we know that you're not lost. We know that you're not gone. We know that you're just hidden. You're still with us, but your presence is hidden. Alkein al toisif lahaster ponecha meitano, and therefore we're begging you, Hashem, please stop hiding yourself so much from us. Rak hashiveinu Hashem ilecha v'nashuva, but rather help us return to you. Show us that connection. V'ze bechinas haderech shel bakoshas aye shegilo rabbeinu zal. And this is the whole concept of that chapter 12 in the second half of Likud Imran, which is one of the famous highlights of Breslov Hasidus, the cry of Aye Mekoim Kivoyde, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed, that when a Jew ever feels that they're really reaching a bottoming out point, that the person has to cry out Aye Mekoim Kivoyde and search for Hashem and say to Hashem, Hashem, I know you are there. I know you're out there, and I know you're even close to me now. It's just I can't see it. And when a person does shlevakshoy ulechapsoy yisborach tomet, to search for Hashem all the time, even when a person is at their lowest low, vaydeze yiske soif kol soif shetia hayerida tachles soaliyah. And if a person does this, the person has the ability to turn a yerida into an incredible aliyah, kemoi shekosuv b'simen yud beis hanal, as is elaborated in chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran. The question was asked that it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that when a Jew says Aye Mekom Kevodo in the Shmonesri of Musaf on Shabbos, that's when the final portion of the Nefesh Yisera is received by the Jew. Is that connected to this? And the answer is definitely, meaning that we're taught Al Pi Kabbalah that the Neshama Yisera that a Jew receives on Shabbos comes to them in six pieces. Kavyochel, there's section A and B, which is male and female, and each section is divided into three parts, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. The Arizal tells us that on Friday night, the person receives the three female portions, the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama of Nukva. And the Arizal shows at which points in the tefillah the person actually receives it. When they say Boi Chalo Shabbos Malkasa, that's one part. Baruch Hu is the second part, if I recall correctly. And at the Hapore Sukkah Sholom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael is the third part on Friday night. And then on Shabbos morning it's received. When the Jew says, on Shabbos morning the Jew receives the male portion. When they say Nishmas, the words Nishmas Kol Chai Tavoreh, that's when they receive part one of the male section. When they're about to start the Shmonesrei of Shachris, when they say Goal Yisrael Hashem Sposai Tiftoch, is when they receive the second portion, the Ruach of Duchra, it's called. And then at Musaf, in the Shmonesrei in Musaf, when the person in Keser, when the person says those words Aye Mekoim Kivoidoi, that's when they receive the sixth final section that completes the entire Neshama Yisera. That's the climax of a Jew receiving the entire package of Kiddusha that they receive for Shabbos. So that's obviously the ultimate high. And Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that ultimate high is achieved on a simple level. When a Jew feels so humble, so lost, so disconnected from Hashem, that he feels the only word he can say is, Hashem, where are you? Person says, where are you? A person who cries out, where are you? Is a person who's expressing a feeling of being totally lost. Where is everybody? Where's Hashem? Where's the light?